743 at WBFO. It's time to talk politics this morning with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob, we see a poll out yesterday, courtesy of Siena, that takes a look at the 27th Congressional District, a district, of course, with a huge advantage for Republicans over Democrats, yet the race between the Democrat, Mr. McMurray, and Congressman Collins right now, very close. What do you make of the numbers that you saw yesterday?
You know, Jay, if someone had said this to us at the beginning of this year, that said this district, the most Republican district in all of New York State, would be in play, we'd say, you're crazy, because it just isn't going to happen. But stuff happens, and we all know that Congressman Collins now faces federal insider trading charges, and that has changed the whole thing. And when Siena came out yesterday with its poll that said that this race is statistically tied, it is the unbelievable that has happened. And it is why the Republican leaders throughout the district are so frustrated, because this was not supposed to happen.
46% of the voters, though, did say that they would vote for Chris Collins, so there's still support there for sure. But at the same time, what about just big-name Republicans? Are they getting involved in this race with the idea that they have to have this particular seat in the House of Representatives?
Well, you're sure not seeing that at this point. We don't know what lies ahead in the next 3 weeks, but you know, my guess is that under normal circumstances, if this was just a Nate versus Chris close call, you would have seen President Trump having one of his rallies, like in one of the college auditoriums throughout the district or something, or someplace in Batavia, because this is the man who was his first congressional supporter, the guy who was on national television literally hundreds of times throughout the campaign and the early part of the Trump administration as his most ardent supporter in Congress. But we haven't heard a peep out of the president, again, because of the circumstances. So anything can happen, but we have not seen that yet, and that's significant.
Right. And then on the other side of the coin, Nate McMurray, this has kind of been the ongoing story since the news about Congressman Collins and the insider trading charges, whether or not more backing would be coming to Nate McMurray's campaign. What about that now? With these numbers, what are you sensing?
Well, we've seen in his reports there has been an uptick in his donations. He's nowhere near the $1.3 million that Chris Collins has in his campaign treasury. But the Siena poll yesterday is exactly the kind of thing that he will bring to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. That's the fund that that provides money to viable Democratic candidates across the country. And he and his people will now go probably down to Washington and hand them that poll and say, here's where we are. This is a golden opportunity. This could be one of the premier signature victories in all of the United States if you can put some money into this. And that's what I think is now going to be the topic of some discussions.
And it most certainly is going to be the topic of our discussions, I think, for the next 3 weeks here. Bob McCarthy, as always, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.